Hey, good day, podcast audience. This is your man, Kenny Hans, and as always, I got my guy, Tom Giampa from Federal Injury Centers.
How's it going?
We're here for Tuesday night's sick call. Tonight's show, Tom's going to give you some valuable information. All our information is valuable. Valuable information on second opinion doctors. So without further ado, talk to him, Tom.
All right, second opinions. Now, let me tell you, when people hear second opinion doctors, they get on edge right away. And rightfully so, by the way. Okay, the likelihood that OWCP is sending you out to a second opinion doctor to help your case is very, very slim. I would say 0% if I'm estimating, okay? So when people hear, or they get a letter in the mail, basically is what happens. It says, we're going to send you out to Dr. John Doe for a second opinion. We're going to go ahead and send him something called the Statement of Accepted Facts. Statement of Accepted Facts. This is called SOAF. All right. It's all the reasons why your case got accepted in the first place. All right. And then they're going to send him a list of questions. Please answer the following questions. Is Kenny really hurt? Can Kenny go back to work? How much can Kenny lift when he goes back to work? Okay. And then you'll go to that appointment. The doctor will do his evaluation, and then he'll write a report. He'll send that back, and it's usually going to say something to the effect of, Kenny can go back to work pretty much right away. Here's a CA-17 duty status report, or an OWCP 5C, which is essentially a duty status report, okay? Just a different form, a little bit different, but it does the same exact thing. And then you get all that in the mail, and you start to panic. All right. The reason why people start to panic is that they think they're all done. There's no help. The second opinion doctor said, I have to go back to work, and now I have to just go back to work right away. The fact of the matter is that you can refute with your doctor, with your all your own people, everything that the second opinion doctor put in that report. All right. Now, here's the deal. We're gonna dive into this a little bit deeper. Okay. I just gave you the 30,000 foot view. When you get a letter or some official at your agency says you're going to be going out for a second opinion, they're going to send you a letter in the mail that says, on January 1st at 2:30 p.m., we've made an appointment with you at Dr. John Doe's office. You have to be there. You have to be there. It says on the letter, the only reason why you cannot show up is something wrong with you or an immediate family member. We had a patient not show up for their second opinion appointment because their best friend's funeral was that day. And you know what happened to their case? Shut down. You can't miss that appointment. Okay? You absolutely have to make it. The only reason you can't make it is something wrong preventing you from getting there. Not I was too tired. I couldn't make it, whatever the case was. You absolutely need to find a ride right, to get there. Okay? Now, from the moment you get in your car to the moment you return home, your evaluation has started. And here's why I say that. Is periodically, your job, most people's jobs require them to drive there, but some of their jobs require them to drive when they get there. All right? So what I mean by your evaluation starts when you leave your home is sometimes your second opinion doctor is not close by. It could be an hour, hour and a half away. OWCP will reimburse you for your mileage, so don't forget to keep those miles and submit them on an OWCP 957 form. But when you get there, the doctor will say, how far do you think you can drive? Well, I can only really do a half hour drive and be comfortable. Well, you just drove an hour and a half here. So can you do it or not? And now he has created this scenario where you thought, what's the most I can do and not feel pain or get worse? That's what you thought the question was. What he was asking is, how far can you drive before you drop dead? Okay? And apparently, it's longer than an hour and a half, okay? Yeah. Also, when you're in their office, they're going to say something, okay, Ken, come on down. We're ready to take you in back, all right? They're monitoring what you do from that point on. Did he stand up sprightly, okay? There's no reason to go there and pretend or anything like that. What I'm telling you to do is monitor how they do their evaluation. It's very, very important, okay? We had a lady from one of our offices. She called in distraught. She only wanted to talk to me. And she said, I went to the second opinion doctor. They're shutting my case down. And the doctor never touched me as part of the exam. I said, well, what do you mean? Did he have to touch you? She said, yes. He asked me if I have peripheral neuropathy caused by her injury. And she said, yes. And then he hovered his hand over her body, like body flossing, as in didn't touch, and just hovered his hands like sensors about an inch above her body. Now, Kenny, you might know this. I didn't go to medical school, and I don't have special hands like that. But what I'm telling you right now, at Federal Injury Centers, no one is doing hand hovering technology yet. Okay? And that guy put in there that she could absolutely go back to work, and he had a full exam. Well, when she wrote down what happened during that exam, and we submitted with our report all the reasons why the doctor was wrong, it got overturned pretty easily. Okay, so the thing that I'm telling you is don't go there and try and fake something. Go there and remember every part of the exam that they do. All right. Frequently they'll ask a question like this. Hey, Kenny, how you doing today? And just out of being a polite conversationalist, what are you going to say?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. I'm doing fine. The sun's shining. It's not raining. What they go is, Kenny says he's pretty good and can go back to work right away. He's probably going to head there as soon as this appointment's over. What the heck? I didn't say any of that crap. You know? But they're putting it in their report. All right.
So that second opinion doctor, once we could feel comfortable saying that second opinion doctor is there more to take away than to give you what's entitled to you.
So I will tell you that there are some fair guys out there, and then I will follow that statement up with they are getting paid by OWCP.
Okay. And that just makes sense. Now, again, we're not saying that it is or it isn't, but it would just make sense that if you work for me, you're going to do what it is I need done, and what I need done is not to be able to pay all this money out if I don't have to.
Yep, yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now you're done with the doctor's appointment. All right, the doctor puts his report together, sends it to OWCP. OWCP packages it up and sends the entire thing to you. You can download it from eComp as well. So it's going to have everything, the doctor's entire report, the questions that he was asked, all of the points that he made that were positive or negative, largely negative, okay? And you can bring that to your doctor, who knows you the best, by the way, who's been there with you from day one from your claim, has watched you come in, let's just say barely walking, and now you're walking, or at least walking much easier, okay? And they'll be able to put the facts down according to their watching you progress and become better over time in their office, that will get the case kind of flipped. All right. So don't be too worried when you hear you have to go to the second opinion. People freak out. I'm not ready to go back to work. Just go to your second opinion. Do the appointment. Answer only the questions they ask. Are you about to ask me what about answering the questions they don't ask?
That's what I was just going
to ask. He was just about to ask. I could tell. Okay. So here's what I mean by
He's
that,
got
Kenny.
Powers, man.
Yeah. All right. You know, people will go in there and they'll all of a sudden have diarrhea of the mouth. That guy doesn't want to listen to you. That guy wants to finish that appointment as soon as possible.
True.
And then I want you to think about this. Okay. Just like I've never been arrested, but you know, I've seen on TV where they Mirandize people and they say anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. Just think about that when that guy's doing your second opinion. Anything he can and will use against you in his report. So, if he asks you a question, just answer it, and you're done. That's it. Okay? Very, very simple.
Now, one thing I would like to just interject, and this is always, not sometimes, always the base from which everything I do originates from. I don't teach you or I don't instruct you on how to play games. Not what we do. If you take this information and you put a slant on it and do some other things with it, well, that's on you. But that's not the purpose of what my podcast and my attempt to bring you information is. If it's real, it's real.
Yep.
Now, when we tell you be careful of not having diarrhea of the mouth, we're not asking you to hide anything. No. But sometimes, again, as Tom demonstrated, through normal conversation, it can be perceived very different. So when you go to doctor's appointments, it is just best to answer what it is they ask, and unless they're in a position to treat other illnesses, you don't need to share that with them.
Exactly. Exactly. So when they're asking you questions, just answer those questions. And Ken's 100% right, and I thank you for clarifying that. Now your report comes in the mail.
Oh, one other thing.
Sure.
Benefit of eComp, folks. If you file that report through eComp, all the reports are now going to come through eComp, and you can always view them, correct?
Exactly.
Now, if I don't, I don't have that access, or will I receive them in the mail?
So you should still receive everything in the mail no matter what. Okay, and they will additionally put it up on eComp for you. You just have to create an account, and then you can access your information. Okay, but it's much better to start the whole entire process from day one on eComp, because although you're not circumventing your supervisor, you don't have to go talk to them face to face while you're submitting that form. Okay, so
see, I like the circumventing. I like that part because sometimes circumventing that first-line supervisor, who in most cases have no idea on what they're doing, and then they're going to go and ask another level manager who is going to look at them like, you don't know your job. So all this is behind-the-scenes type stuff, but it hinders your claim from being processed. So again, everything, eComp, and let that frontline supervisor receive that email back from the Department of Labor. Now they can go to their upper-level manager to get it completed.
Yep, exactly. Well, let's make the assumption that you have received the second opinion doctor's letter back, and it says you need to go back to work right away. You're not even injured anymore. No problem. Don't freak out. You have a rebuttal period. So just go ahead and take that to your doctor as soon as possible. Like on day one, you get the letter today, bring it tomorrow. Get in with your doctor, have them review that. Refute the parts that need to get refuted and agree with the parts that are agreeable, okay? And then send in your report. And then send that in. And any other questions that OWCP may have asked that you feel like you need to respond to as part of what they send to the second opinion doctor. Go ahead and send that in, and then your claims examiner will go ahead and read through that and make their decision from there and reissue you their decision. And then when they do that, at that time, you have another rebuttal period. Okay? I will tell you, it's not easy working this system. You have to know a lot of information. You rely on people who are supposed to have all the information, and they don't. But here's what I will tell you. Once you get your case accepted, the government is generous to you. Okay, a lot of people don't realize that. I would say 95% of the headache is all up front. Okay, and then the rest is, you know, getting therapy authorized and getting your CA7s paid and stuff like that. Okay, but the greatest majority of the work is up front. Once your case gets approved, they will be generous to you for the most part. Okay, if they think you're faking, they're going to send you out to another second opinion doctor. Okay, if you're faking, you should stop doing that and get back to work because you're ruining it for everyone else. All right. When you go out of your way to do something that's non-compliant or just against the law, against the rules, out of bounds, whatever you want to say, that means the same exact thing. You're ruining it for everybody else and you're putting a bad name on other people. If that's you, get back to work today and stop screwing around. If it's not you, go ahead and submit your rebuttal to all of that.
You sound like a postal supervisor when you say get back to work.
Yeah, Kenny, I just got my postal ID today. So this podcast is going to change a little bit in the next little bit.
Hey, listen, again, I don't advocate that you play games with the federal government. All I'm saying is I put information out for those who need it. And if you are ever injured at work, that's what this information is about. And you got to know, because I'm telling you, and I'm going to keep telling you, for whatever reason, it's not very important that postal management knows. It's important that they'll give you a song and a dance while you're hurt, but it's not important to them. That don't meet their top 5 or 10 goals that they need to take care of for employees. So you have to know. And in most cases, I would say to you, no, we're going to make sure they know. In this case, I'm more concerned with making sure you know, because we're talking about being injured, we're talking about being out of work, we're talking about possibilities of having your income, as we say in Jersey, machete, or having your income cut off for a while. So we're trying to advise you on what you should do to make sure, at the very least, you don't have to go through that. Hey, Tom, again, appreciate you for sitting in on Tuesday Night Sick Call as Thanks we try to explain or share information with the audience on second opinion doctors. I hope you hear this information. And again, Hey, Tom, if they heard it and they have more questions, where can they go?
So the first place I would go to is federalinjurycenters.com. Check things out there. We get a bunch of information out there. And then on Facebook, we got OWCP Wednesday Night Chats with Chris and Jeannie. If you go on there, you can submit questions live that they'll answer for you. Okay, and they've got hundreds of episodes up there that you can go back and review get all types of information that you need. So there's a plethora of options for help available to you now that it wasn't available a couple of years ago. Even just a couple of years ago, you didn't have all this help. Now there is the help. Get it.
Hey, so that'll end this episode. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you when I talk to you.
Have a good night, folks.